Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to hear Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on River Talk, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Monty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Then Thursdays and Fridays on that River Talk Radio Network, not Big Willie 105.5, but on the River Talk Radio Network, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, two of the best shows that you've ever heard me do, and they're going to repeat them, encore them, Thursdays and Fridays. So we have all of that going on. You can see the show Facebook live stream. It's on Big Willie 105.5, the Facebook page. Also on Dimitri on the profile page of, well, my profile page. So congratulations again to Luke Brigantz. He is the big winner of the pair of tickets for George Thorogood and the Destroyers, the baddest show on earth, Capitol Theater. That's June 28, another Drusky, a legendary Drusky entertainment event. So all of that. And I've got the big surprise for you tomorrow, another prize package for you tomorrow. I think you'll be very pleased. That's for tomorrow. Congratulations to Luke today, who may or may not be related to the owner of this radio station. All right. So phone number, if you are a victim or an alleged victim of Middle Creek Garage in Tri-Delphia, here's the Middle Creek Garage victim hotline, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Again, 740-325-1490. Call me. Tell me your experiences with the Middle Creek Garage in Tri-Delphia. If you've just joined us, I want to stress something here. I don't know what the truth is. I've been trying to get the truth from the Middle Creek Garage, at least get their side. And that not only did they not respond to my request, they ended up blocking me from even seeing the Facebook page for Middle Creek Garage. So all of those comments of people complaining about, hey, they've got our vehicles and they won't let us get our vehicles or even get into our vehicles to get our stuff unless we pay them hundreds of dollars. If that is true, that's a new level of low that I can't even imagine. Like these poor people here in our Big Willie listening area haven't suffered enough. I guess they just haven't suffered enough. So let's squeeze some money out of them, get their vehicles back, or at least even not even allow them to get in their vehicles unless they pay us hundreds of dollars, you know, sort of like ransom or kidnapping or something like that. And I want to stress, I don't know that's the case. All I know is these are the accusations, and I'm trying to get to the truth by asking Middle Creek Garage, and no response, and then they block me. So what does that tell you about Middle Creek Garage? I don't know. But some people might look at that as, maybe the complaints are accurate. And if the complaints are accurate, and I don't know if they are, again, what the hell do I know? But if they are accurate, what does that say about Middle Creek Garage? Especially now, with all the deaths, the incredible tragedies, including that poor woman, the mom and their daughter, Kylie and Parker, and all the other. I mean, it's just beyond. I can't believe Middle Creek Garage is actually doing this. I actually can't believe it. But they sure are acting guilty. So if you are a victim or alleged victim of Middle Creek Garage, I'd like to hear your story. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. My sources, to the ones who haven't been blocked, who can see the Facebook page of Middle Creek Garage, are saying there were 200 comments, and now the comments are that you're not allowed to do any more comments, and that they've shut down the comments. Well, gee, I wonder why they would do that. Again, I don't know. One thing the Middle Creek Garage did not do is ban me from their website. I'm looking at it right now. Middle Creek Garage, Inc. The phone number, service 24/7. Okay. And there's a picture of a big tow truck. And they're calling it, the Middle Creek Garage, they're calling it Bigwood IV. Bigwood IV. It says Middle Creek Garage. Big old truck. Lots of wheels. Very impressive. Very impressive. And it says light and heavy duty towing, accident recovery and repair, over 80 years in business. About us, the right equipment, and they tell us they're the right people. Well, that's what they're saying on their website. Light or heavy duty accident recovery. We have you covered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay. We are the tri-state area's towing specialist with the right equipment for the job and employees with the right experience, services, towing. AAA towing preferred provider. AAA? Really? AAA? We have the equipment to tow any type of vehicle. Storage. Indoor and outdoor storage units in sizes from 10 by 30 to 5 by 10. Repairs, auto repairs, and state inspections done by experienced mechanics. New and used parts available. Our history, the American dream. On May 9th, 1939, a dream was realized. It was the dream of a hardworking father and his wife to start a business of their own, a business they hoped would grow much like their family. Woodrow F. Nollinger and his wife Virginia opened the business in one small building on National Road in Tridelphia. In just a few years, it grew to several buildings and went from a husband and wife operation to employ many more people. Today, Middle Creek Garage is still a proud family-run business. All six of the Woodrow and Virginia children have been involved in the business over the years. Our history and pictures. Contact. Drop us a line. Send. Better yet, see us in person. 3949 National Road, Tridelphia. Get directions. Use two fingers. Reviews coming soon. For reviews, it says they're coming soon. I'm pushing it. I guess that means on their own website, I can't even get one good review. Oh, look, there's a Facebook logo. Let me push that. Let's see if that works. Oh, my God, there it is. There it is. They didn't block me that way. Middle Creek Garage. I did a workaround. Middle Creek Garage, 1,000 likes, 1,100 followers. Emergency, let's see the comments. Oh, April 23rd. April 24th, the most recent comment. Thank you, Johnny Kazema. We were glad to assist. The video of this. Stop that. Let's see here. All right, so the first comment is, the post is from April 24, then there's an April 23, April 11. Gee, what happened to all the other comments? What happened to all the other comments? Why, they're all gone. It's like magic. Let's see what it says about emergency roadside service, Middle Creek Garage always open. Middle Creek Garage is your tri-state towing specialist offering fast, dependable service for the tri-state area. We tow 24/7 from light to heavy duty vehicles. We've been in service over 80 years. Mechanical, body, blah, blah, blah. Call today. Let us know how we can help. Well, apparently a lot of people have been getting in touch with them, telling them how they can help. And the people, according to the Facebook posts before they were, I guess, deleted, doesn't sound like the Middle Creek Garage is all that helpful. Again, I don't know. They won't respond, and they blocked me. But I was able to get around by going to their website and then click the Facebook logo, and I got in. And their most recent post that I have here anyway, shut up. The most recent post is from April. And they don't have one review on their own website. Reviews are coming. Gee, I wonder why. You'd think they'd have at least one good review on their website. Middle Creek Garage. You'd think they'd have at least one. I realize that I did not give you much notice regarding this Middle Creek Garage controversy.
I didn't even know about it. I mean, it was like just a sudden, you know, thing that I'm doing live here. I'm just doing this on the fly. But let's do a deeper dive tomorrow regarding the Middle Creek Garage. Here's what I want you to do. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you know anyone whose vehicle is in the clutches of the Middle Creek Garage, and if they couldn't get to their vehicle, if they were going to be charged hundreds of dollars even to open the door for their vehicle, for their truck, for their car, their whatever, SUV, have them get in touch with me on Messenger. And ideally, I want to hear people calling in tomorrow, victims or alleged victims of Middle Creek Garage. I want to hear your stories. I'm going to reach out to one of our, in fact, I think there are a couple people now on Facebook. In fact, you can see the comments on this stream. We've got the screenshots. So if I can access those screenshots from my listeners, I think I'll post them on Big Willy 105.5. And you can see it for yourself. And again, I want the other side. I want an explanation from Middle Creek Garage. I cannot believe that a company in Tri-Delphia would actually do what they are accused of doing on Facebook to all of these people who've suffered these incredible tragedies. I literally, honest to God, can't believe it. There's got to be another explanation. But when Middle Creek Garage goes out of its way to not respond to a simple request like, hey, tell us your side. We want to know your side. And then they block me from even seeing their Facebook page, but I figured out how to get back on this morning. What am I supposed to think? What is anyone supposed to think about Main Creek, Middle Creek Garage? What are we supposed to think about these people? You're in Tri-Delphia, the most god-awful experience for so many people here in that part of our listening area. And I just can't believe you would do that to the survivors. I just can't believe. There's got to be another explanation. There has to be another explanation. There just has to be. You would think.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today,
Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt.